I gotta go.
I hope I get my white elephant gift back. I got $15 worth of scratch-offs. See you in there?
You can count on it. I'm right behind you.
From the Riverdale Drama Department, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
One-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM-certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown next week appears dead in the water as the president-elect and those close to him torpedo the plan. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime bloated with waste. Wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Russian President Vladimir Putin holding his traditional year-end news conference, saying he will ask Syrian President Assad about the fate of U.S. journalist Austin Tice, who disappeared in Syria 12 years ago. In France, Gisèle Pelletier is expressing support for other sexual assault victims after her husband and 51 men were found guilty of assaulting her after she had been drugged repeatedly for years. This is ABC News. CVS, the largest pharmacy chain in America, stands accused by the Department of Justice of unlawfully dispensing massive quantities of opioids and other controlled substances, quote, to fuel its own profits at the expense of public health and safety. Zachary Kuna is U.S. Attorney for the District of Rhode Island.
It's our allegation that this particular course of conduct, the failure to step in and prevent the issuance of prescriptions that should not go out the door for dangerous and potentially fatal opioids, puts lives at risk.
Amazon workers across the country, including two fulfillment centers here in New York City, have stepped off the job and onto the picket line this morning after the Teamsters say Amazon has refused to bargain with workers on pay and working condition. Amazon says it does not expect any of its operations to be impacted and that it represents less than 1% of those facilities by the Teamsters. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville. NAPA know-how!
It's magic and memories.
Magic and memories.
Wonders and wishes.
Wonders
and when it touches
wishes,
your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
remember then like it was now when Christmas called to me. In days of yore of strife and war when the world sought to be free. There is no peace, I thought that day. Why should I pretend it's such a lark within the dark to say goodwill to men? And then I heard a gentle voice so close and yet so far, away above the battle sound like from a distant star. Don't be dismayed, love's not waylaid, Christmas time will keep. The promise of God's gentle love is in the child who sleeps. Though the winds of war may swoop and soar, one day they all will cease, and the good in men will rise again, and the world will then know peace. Years have come and years have gone, but still that voice remains. In Christmas time I came to you, and I shall return again. So though I grieve, I still believe that one day strife will end. For in my soul, God's in control and brings goodwill to men. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
Wishing you all the treasures of Christmas, the warmth of home, the love of family, and the company of good friends. The very best to you this holiday season from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
6 minutes after seven, it's time for a word that you can text in and be a part of Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. This hour's word is North. North is the word. You can text that to 608-647-4155 or download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and send along that word. Again, the key word this hour is North. And we hope you'll be a winner. We've already had a couple of winners from the immediate Richland Center area in the statewide contest.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end-of-the-year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast, 29 degrees. It looks like anywhere between 1 to 2 inches to 3 to 4 in the northern part of our listing area. Southeast winds 8 to 18. A winter weather advisory in effect for Vernon and Richland counties until 3 tomorrow morning. Tonight, 22 with a half inch to an inch of snow possible. Friday, breezy. A few flurries early, then breaks of sun developing and a high of 29. 19 snowy degrees in Richland Center, about a half inch of snow here, and some of our areas saw snow beginning a lot earlier this morning as well, so they have more. Because of the wintry weather and the advisory, there will be no school today at Kickapoo. That's the only district or school that we've heard from that normally contacts us. No school today at Kickapoo. Community announcements. Park Street Christian Church over 50s and ladies missionary meetings are canceled for today. And also a word for those riding the buses in the Richland District. Cobuson Buses saying be prepared for late buses as roadways are already slippery, so buses will be taking it slower. If you're waiting for the bus and wondering where it is today, again, it's like buses could be running just a little bit behind as a precautionary this morning as we get along through the snow in Southwest Wisconsin.
Come on, come on. Come on, you can do it.
All right.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet, down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire and it's getting hard to steer. Skidding down the highway, right past the Nagani cops. I had to drag my swampers to get the car to stop. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Through the snow drifts in a big blue cloud of smoke. People laugh as I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Shopko to pick up the layaway, 'cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay.
The Youpers and the Rusty Chevrolet. It's actually the Rusty Vibe. It still, you know, runs pretty well. Really does. Everything works on it really well. And the only thing, once in a while, if I do choose to put in a CD, it does tend to skip on Highway 14 because it's so bumpy. But oh well. The good news is, based on our calculated snowfalls for the winter months, we're down to just 29 to go. Okay, on the downhill side with this morning's snow.
I guess so many things that don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle right into as a
happy holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we hope you're surrounded by the people you cherish most. May your Christmas be merry and your heart be light. Here's to a new year filled with hope, love, and endless possibilities. Wishing you a season as special as you are. From Right Way Plaza, Wacker Chiropractic, the Driftless Area, Capital Wealth, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Are you ready with the drop cord there, Joanne? There. Unplug it and plug it in. It'll give us a light show here. All right? Oh, yes, there you go. The Wizards of Winter from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Cobus and Buses in Richland Center saying be prepared for late buses, taking it a little bit slower on a slippery morning in the Richland School District, but everything is on time in the Richland District. And details as well on Kickapoo. They are closed today. So Kickapoo School is the only district that is changing schedule for today. Looks like old Hank has trudged in through the snow. We'll see what his report is in just a moment.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we are grateful that you are shopping locally this holiday season.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market in Hillsboro. It's Thursday, which means we have a brand new shipment of discounted produce, dairy products, and frozen goods. Today we also have raspberries, $1.50 per package or 12 for 12. Personal watermelon, I didn't even know that was a thing. A good selection of salad kits and packaged vegetables, and a special delivery of chocolate peanut butter cup, peppermint stick, or pumpkin cheesecake ice cream for only $3 a 48-ounce tub. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. It's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, you made it. Hey, the old rusty shovel, eh?
Yeah, you got it.
Made it.
Yeah, you were a little late this morning.
Oh, I had a piece of chicken wire fly out, Phil.
Oh, did you?
When you're I hate that, when that happens. I just hate it.
I had to find that and then go back. And then put it back. Oh, it was horrible, Phil. And you should pull off the road when I do that, shouldn't I?
You should. Yeah, you're blocking traffic probably if you do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so sorry about all that if I delayed anybody.
You should use just the straps or, you know, like the zip ties. Zip ties.
And they did, but, you know, they only have a 40-mile-an-hour wind, and once that, they pop, so it's a safety thing.
Zip ties don't last that long, though. I found that out because I borrowed June's van one time to take it to a football game.
Okay.
And because I had some other people riding with me, and, you know, the Vibe doesn't provide a lot of space. So
it still doesn't?
No. And so she said, the last thing she says is, don't wreck my van.
Oh, boy. Like,
no problem. No problem. So we're coming back from Platteville, and the biggest raccoon I've ever seen in my life ran out in front of us and boom, underneath, you know,
right.
And then something's dragging. So I get out, and it's this plastic shield that, you know, cars have for whatever reason, kind of by the wheel well. Mm-hmm. It was just down there. So, all right, well, I've got a zip tie, so I zip tied it up there, you know. Well, about 3 weeks later, she goes, it's the weirdest thing. There's something dragging on my car. I'm like, well, what'd you do? What'd you do?
Did you ever tell her the truth?
Eventually, I believe. If not, I just did.
You just said, sorry, June.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Well.
But was it the biggest raccoon you ever seen because it was June's van?
Oh, it could be. No, it was big. And the other part of the story is I was doing a report, which is not the safest thing in the world, but Travis Wilson at the time was doing a football Friday night thing. Mm-hmm. And he said he called me. He's like, because it was a big game at the time. I believe it was Platteville and River Valley were battling for the top. So they wanted kind of a story. So he calls me and I said, well, I'm driving, but okay. And so River Valley took over. Boom, boom, you know, and I'm like, didn't miss a beat. I didn't say holy or anything like that.
The only beat that missed was the coon's heart.
Exactly. lesson learned.
Poor thing.
Should have pulled off the side of the road. But
why?
Why? Why do it?
You do three things at one time all the time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, without question. Did You do anything last night?
Not a lot. Well, I was in here. We were doing some recording last night.
Okay.
So for a little bit. And then, yes, I made my world-famous popcorn on the stove.
Oh, did you bring any?
No. It's well, I don't think there was any to bring.
Can you bring me some kernels or something where I can suck the butter off
some
of it?
Some hard tacks?
Yes.
Yeah, I might be able to do that.
So I noticed when I got in here, my chair was missing, Philip.
Your chair was?
Yeah, my chair. Who is the culprit?
That would be the lovely June Nee. She was in that chair last night. So,
but did she actually move it out of here, or did you?
I think I did.
And she didn't return it.
No.
Well, she can do what she wants.
Well,
so.
I was going to say, write her up.
No, I'm not going to write her up.
She's not an employee, so she can get away with it.
Yeah,
so.
She can pretty much do anything she wants, can't she?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Hey, a barbecue grill company celebrating its 50th anniversary, Hank, by cooking up a record 655 pounds of chicken wings in Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Big Green Egg celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Have they been around that long?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
To me, I thought it was kind of a newer thing. Maybe they didn't make it to the Great White North right away.
Maybe they didn't.
Yeah, but the wings were slathered in Ed's famous wing sauce. Are you familiar with that?
No. Nope.
Ed's famous wing sauce. Good stuff. I like my wingies.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. But I don't like... See, I'm not a spicy guy, so...
I like spice, but I don't like it. I don't like it to burn twice, Phil.
Ah. You got to cool it down with ranch.
Yeah, but... You know,
dip them in ranch.
Yeah, but I just don't like it to burn twice. That's all I'm
saying.
Well,
there you go.
So, I mean, but anyway.
Words of wisdom for
me. Where are you going to be allowed at tonight?
Supposed to be here in Richland Center.
You think that's going to happen?
At this point, I would bet no.
Okay.
But you never know.
You never know.
I'm not here to make the call. I just tell me where to go.
Yeah. Did you know Eden Kavovic of Bosnia demolished 40 coconuts with his elbow?
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty hard to do, isn't
it? Yeah, in 1 minute.
One is hard to do.
Yeah. You know, 1 minute, he demolished 40 in a minute. Coconuts.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
So I'm wondering what constitutes demolishing. Like it has to
break them open.
Break it open.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, anyway... just think of the coconut juice. I don't call it coconut milk because it's not milk. It's coconut juice.
No. You don't put a milk machine in coconut.
That would have been tough to do, Phil.
I can't imagine.
I could barely get one open.
I don't know that I could even do that.
Yeah, you get the old axe out. I'll hold it. I'll hold the coconut if you want to swing the axe.
Right. You could probably do it with your head.
Yeah, probably. Know.
Maybe that's a world record we could go for.
Yeah, the head breaking coconuts.
Head butting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, and tomorrow night, are you anywhere tomorrow night?
Let me see. Where am I tomorrow night? Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
Riverdale tomorrow night.
Boys or girls?
Girls.
Okay.
Yeah, you're quizzing me.
I am.
I have to look at my little black book every day to figure out where I'm at.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a really big black book, though. It's not a little black book.
It's full of papers from this past year.
It's full of papers, yes.
Now, I have the new 2025-26 book, little black book, and because I've already started scheduling ahead morning shows and whatnot. And do you think it's going to last for 2026?
No. Right now, we're gluing those ones you have together just for December.
25 is down there.
But what I'm saying is they need to make like a six-month calendar for you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So that's not going to last you.
No. I need the little trapper folders that I can stick papers in the front, you know.
Because there's more papers in there than on my desk.
Right.
And that says a lot.
So I can write on there, Aerosmith rocks, Kiss is number one, Van Halen rules, man. That's what I want to do.
Uh-oh. You told me to just buy a cheap calendar, and that's what I did.
Oh, that's right.
You're definitely king of cheap.
Yeah, king.
Or queen of cheap.
That's right. I still owe you $1.25 on that, don't I?
It's $1.50 in it for with interest.
That one was $1.50 because it's got 2 years.
It was $1.50.
Hey, you know what? But you saved $1.
Well, true.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. She left.
She's just goofing off.
Yep.
But anyway, you know, Tonight I'm in Benton, if that goes.
Benton, okay.
Yeah, that's a long. I should have just stayed in Shelbsburg Monday night.
Hmm.
So.
Well, if our games go on, you know, I'm only in Richland Center. I hope that I get home before you.
I hope you do.
Because you've been beating me this week, even though you're further away.
Yeah. I don't think I beat you Tuesday.
Yeah, you did. You were in Royal, and I was in Moss.
Yeah, but I'm talking about on home. I still had a 30-minute drive home when you were right behind me.
Well, I don't know.
I got home about 9:50 the other night.
Yeah, it was pretty. I think it was a tie.
So was it?
About when I did, too. I
showered and went to bed.
Yeah. But you probably stopped and got you a slushy and a Slim Jim.
I don't do that anymore. I don't eat after 8 o'clock. Man.
You don't eat after 8 o'clock? That's a good thing.
It is. Because the worst thing as an official, you know, is you get hungry. You try to eat before your ball game, but you get hungry, and the worst thing to do is stop at a convenience store and then grab a soda pop or grab a water.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I got to have a couple pieces of pizza.
Oh, sure. Here's the thing, Hank. You know, you should have some food with you while you're refereeing.
Oh,
so you could have like a Slim Jim in your pocket. You could be just chewing on it. Oh, probably getting the whistle.
People keep offering me popcorn. There's a little girl that. Where was I at? I think it was in Seneca. A little girl offered me a handful of Skittles. I mean, she took them. Just
there you go.
And I said, "Are you trying to clog my whistle?" She goes, "It would make me get home faster."
Amen.
Amen.
Stop blowing that whistle. I can get home faster.
But I bet she was 6 or 7. Just a cute little thing. Just her old hands full of that Skittle.
That dye.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, I tell you what. Some of the things that you see.
You can write a book someday.
If I could write.
Well, that's true.
But here's the thing. If I write it.
Yeah.
You know, I write slow.
Well, you can. You've got all kinds of electronics now where you can just voice it and it will print it out.
Right, but I write slow and talk slow.
Oh.
I just hope people read it slow. That way they
y'all.
Get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all come back now. You hear? Well, buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody be careful out there.
Yeah.
Lots of snow on those roads.
And a little slippery. You said it's more powdery.
It's more powdery. 193 is the worst road that I rode on this morning.
Okay.
So that's not where I lost my chicken wire at. But
okay.
But anyway, what else did I want to say? Have you run out of pens lately?
We're getting low again.
Isn't that sad? People donate their time to bring us pens, and then Phil carries them off.
Yeah, well, I always got to have one, you know, behind my ear or in my pocket.
Hey, I found one in my washing machine.
You did?
Yeah.
That's not mine.
Well, you can have my clothes with it.
No.
Buddy, have a good day. Be kind.
That's old Hank.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This 6-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Make this holiday season unforgettable with Added Touch Floral and Gifts in Richland Center. Brighten your home with vibrant poinsettias, festive Christmas wreaths, and stunning centerpieces. Their fresh flowers, lighted pictures, and candles add the perfect touch to your celebrations. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. Or shop online at addedtouchfloral.com. Added Touch thanks you for shopping local. Spread joy and beauty this season with Added Touch Floral and Gifts.
When your car needs attention, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the place to go. We offer high-quality repairs and unmatched customer service. Our free loaners ensure you're never left without a ride. With a reputation built on trust and excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is dedicated to keeping you and your car happy. Choose us for your auto body repair needs and see why we're the best. Drive in today at Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
12 days of tool sale at All American Do It Center. Right now, save 12% off in-stock Milwaukee and DeWalt items. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. In-store purchases only. From power tools to accessories, save 12% off DeWalt and Milwaukee products during the 12 days of tools. Now through December 23rd at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Family Prescription Center.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and health care needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Kickaboo schools are closed today. And a reminder, there could be some late buses in the Richland District. Obison buses trying to run on time, but taking a little slower because of the early snow today. This day in history, some iconic moments. 1955, Carl Perkins recorded Blue Suede Shoes at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. 1972, Apollo 17 splashed down in the Pacific, concluding the Apollo program of lunar landings. And in 1997, the movie Titanic opened. It was the most expensive movie ever made up to that point. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes on the 19th to Case and Corey from Richland Center Primary School. Happy 13th birthday, Shayla. Love from Mom, Dad, Paige, and Brennan. Happy 13th to a special girl, Shayla Klingeman. Enjoy your special day. Love Aunt Rachel, Uncle Dan, Kaylee, Kyler, Alex, Tucker, and Ruby. Wishes today to husband Tim Ullman and to Grandpa Tim as well, from Mandy, and love from Oakland and Kinsley. To Jordan Keegan from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy day today, Cody Anderson from the Mick Memorial Park Board. Thanks for all of your help at the park this year. And to Cody, enjoy your day, from Jay and Linda. Happy 40th to Jared Klingeman. Hope your day is as special as you are. Love from Rachel, Dan, Kaylee, Kyler, Alex, Tucker, and Ruby. And to Josh Kepler from Dad and Mom. Happy wishes as well going out today from Richland Center United Methodist Church. This is to Ben Otto. Have a great day today. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club saluting Jackie Bartles, Lauren Broadbent, Gene Imhoff, Jaden Joe Schultz. Also today to Caitlin Faga, and happy anniversary, Shane and Sherry Wilkinson. Have a great day from the Bloom City Town Crier to Jenny Silver. And happy birthday from the RC Lions to Jackie Jerebeck, to Diana Williams, Tim Ullman, and Joshua Kepler.
down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Merry Christmas to you and yours from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli, and Catering, and the Richland County Telephone Directory. The Ansett family's Christmas wish is that you experience the gift of faith, the blessing of hope, and the peace of God's love at Christmas and always. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Richland County Telephone Directory and Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli, and Catering of Richland Center. Thanking you for your support and friendship this year.
Joanna has the news coming up in just a little bit. Drive carefully out there in that winter wonderland today.
Gifts we bring, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our finest.
Crosby and David Bowie on WRCO Radio. Again, the Civic Media grown-up gift list text to win word this hour is North. Get that texted in to 608-647-4155 or through the Civic Media app. North is the word this hour. Joanne has the news next. Phil Nee wishing you all the best. I'll check sports next hour, and we will have our trivia question of the day.
Looking for the perfect gift for that special someone? Court & Main has you covered. With a gift certificate, they can pick what they love. Home decor, candles, furniture, even a brand new mattress. Stop by Court & Main in downtown Richland Center today and give the gift of choice this holiday season, where great style meets comfort and care.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
is a snowy 70 or 19 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Vernon and Richland counties today through 3 a.m. Friday and until 6 a.m. Friday in Sauk County. Breezy with snow, accumulations from 1 to 2 inches in the south to 3 to 4 inches in the north, a high of 29. Tonight, occasional light snow or flurries, an additional half to 1 inch possible. Blustery winds late again, a low of 22, with northeast winds becoming north-northwesterly, 10 to 18 miles per hour. In Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 3 miles per hour, and it's 19 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Christmas is just around the corner, and a great present for your outdoor cook would be a grill. We carry Weber, Napoleon, Charbroil, Blackstone, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Also, we have the pellets, charcoal, and all the accessories for your cooking needs. Plus, buy two and get one free on wood chips, chunks, and cooking pellets. So stop in our Richland Center and Muscadet stores for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. We do have some winter weather announcements for you this morning with the snow outside. Most of the WRCO listening area is under a winter weather advisory. There are some schedule changes because of the storm today. In the school announcements, Kickapoo schools will be closed. In community announcements, Park Street Christian Church over 50s and ladies' missionary meetings are canceled. With the snowstorm today, meteorologist Brittany Merlo has details on an app that lets you see how bad the roads are.
Did you know that you can check out real-time road conditions on an app? It's Wisconsin's 511 mobile app showing current conditions on roads across the state. You'll see categories ranging from normal to partially covered and completely covered. There are also areas showing where travel is not advised. New this year, they removed the slippery stretches and ice-covered roads. So be aware, they'll still exist, but they will not be noted in this service. 511 Wisconsin first launched 15 years ago in 2009, and the free travel information system has evolved over the years with its web and smartphone capabilities. Drivers can now access live streaming video through hundreds of traffic cameras across the state to view the road conditions yourself, spanning more than 14,000 miles of roadway. And as always, take your time and drive safe.
There's new information in the Madison school shooting, from the names of the victims to a man police say was planning an attack of his own. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson continues our coverage.
The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office released the names of the two people shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School. They are 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Aaron Michelle West. The report says they died of, quote, homicidal firearm-related trauma, end quote. Ruby's family chose to publicly post her obituary. They wrote that she was a big reader and played keyboard in the family band and loved to sing. She has a brother and had a special bond with her pets, cat Ginger and dog Coco. Meanwhile, West was a long-term substitute teacher at Abundant Life Christian School and also has kids who go there. And more new information. Two people shot are still in the hospital fighting for their lives. We've learned the other four who are expected to recover are now home. Meanwhile, a California judge has ordered a man who was allegedly talking to the shooter and planning an attack of his own to surrender his weapons. Court documents show the FBI served a 20-year-old man in Carlsbad, California with a gun violence restraining order. According to the documents, the man was texting with the shooter and told her he would arm himself with guns and explosives to target a government building. Now, this gun violence restraining order is a civil issue, not a criminal one. We often call these red flag laws. They allow law enforcement to temporarily seize the weapons of someone who's been deemed a threat to themselves or to others. California has red flag laws. Wisconsin does not. And here at home, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter had two handguns, but only used one of them. He says federal authorities are tracing both firearms. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has detected the first presumptive positive human case of highly pathogenic avian influenza A, also known as bird flu, in Barron County.
The human case follows an infected flock of commercial poultry identified in Barron County. The person had exposure to the infected flock. The case was identified through testing at the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene and is pending confirmation at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. DHS, in coordination with Barron County Health and Human Services, is monitoring farm workers who may have been exposed to the virus and has provided them with information to protect their health. The risk of the general public in Wisconsin remains low. People who work with infected animals or have recreational exposure to them are at higher risk. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages snowmobilers eager to take advantage of winter snow to keep safety at the forefront of their preparations. This includes staying alert to the rapidly changing ice conditions commonly found in the early and later parts of winter. This rule also applies to ATVs and UTVs. Last season, several ATVs and UTVs went through the ice, with two resulting in fatalities. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best sources for current ice conditions. The DNR also encourages all snowmobilers to take a safety education class. According to Wisconsin law, anybody at least 12 years of age and born after January 1, 1985, must have a valid safety education certificate to operate a snowmobile. Sign up now for a spot as classes fill up fast. Visit the DNR's ice safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice and refer to the Wisconsin snowmobile regulations for laws for operational restrictions, safety tips, and more. The American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this holiday season. Two opportunities will be held today, and as far as we know, they are still scheduled, from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwok. Appointments are preferred. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The public is invited to Frank's Hill Saturday to view the setting sun on the day of the year with the least amount of daylight, known as the winter solstice. Weather permitting, you are invited to join the festivities and remember events of the past year. A moment of silence will be observed for those who have passed away since the last trip around the sun. Following the sunset, attendees are welcome to gather around the campfire to share stories and learn more about Frank's Hill, considered a sacred site by the Ho-Chunk Nation and other Native American peoples. Arrive by 4 to allow time to hike to the top of the hill. Dress warmly and bring your own food and drink and a chair for sitting around the fire. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and follow the field road to the top of the hill. Frank's Hill is located on State Highway 193, just off State Highway 60, a few miles west of Muscadet. A group of unique effigy mounds is situated on the east ridge where the event will occur. The site offers a panoramic vista of the area, which once contained the highest concentration of bird effigy mounds found anywhere in the world, including the remnants of the giant Ghost Eagle Mound with a wingspan of nearly 1,300 feet. The Ghost Eagle Mound factors into the alignment with the setting sun on the winter solstice. Most archaeologists agree the mounds were built 1,000 or more years ago.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today is Thursday, December 19th. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eva Ann Schilling, age 91. Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro, died Monday at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro. Rod Gilman, 76 of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman, 76 of Parker, Arizona. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89 of Loretto Ridge Plain, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday, December 28th at 11 o'clock at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday, December 28th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89 of Loretto Ridge Plain. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43 of Richland Center, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 29th at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday, December 29th, from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43 of Richland Center. Terry L. Windsor, 78 of Blue River, died December 4th at Gunderson Health System. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, January 9th at 2 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday, January 9th from 1 until the time of service at 2. Terry L. Windsor, 78 of Blue River. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Savannah and Jeffrey Drews had a daughter, Iva Grace.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
A reminder, most of the WRCO listening area is under a winter weather advisory. There are some schedule changes because of the storm today. Kickapoo schools are closed today, and Park Street Christian Church over 50s and ladies missionary meetings are canceled. The news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk stepping in to help kill a bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown beginning on Saturday. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March, with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime bloated with wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Now, Republicans are working to craft a new bill. Giselle Pellicot speaking outside a courthouse in France.
Je pense aussi à toutes les autres familles.
The woman who was drugged and allowed to be raped repeatedly by up to 70 men, a crime set up by her husband, says she was thinking of other families affected by this case and other rape victims. When she decided to let her identity be known, her ex-husband was sentenced to 20 years behind bars today. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media.